Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon bonus show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bart Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experiences playing the card, so don't always expect top-notch analysis. Today's card is going to be Emin Arnin Ranger, from the Gondor starter pack. I'm providing the positive aspect. Shellen's providing the negative aspect. Randomizer says I'm going to go first, but Shellen will read the card to you.
Okay, so the Emin Arnin Ranger is a 2-cost lore ally with a stat line of 0 willpower, 1 attack, 1 defense, and 2 hit points. It is Gondor, it is a ranger, and it has a response. After Emin Arnin Ranger commits to the quest, choose an enemy with a trap attachment. Until the end of the phase, Emin Arnin Ranger gains plus X willpower, where X is the chosen enemy's printed threat. All right, Bardley, tell me from your vast experience playing trap decks why this card is so good.
Oh, yes, yeah, because I've never played a trap deck before, so this is good. I got this card. I didn't even know what he did when we first brought this guy up on the randomizer. So I think one of the negatives about traps typically is you don't really get a lot of choice on who they go on. They just end up on somebody because they're often attached to the next eligible enemy that like engages you or enters the staging area, blah, 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 except for forest snare where you get to choose. And so sometimes you can just get total duds on them, right? You're just like, boy, I got this Ranger Spikes on that gives enemies minus 2 threat. It's like, I got it on a 1 threat enemy. Sweet. That's what I wanted. Inefficient play. What's kind of nice about this guy, though, is when you commit him to the quest, you can choose an enemy with a trap attachment. So it's not, you're not limited. So it could be, one engage with you, one in the staging area. It could be one engage with somebody else. So you're not, even if your traps are kind of like not doing the best, they're kind of not being hot for you. This guy is not like, choose the enemy with like I don't even know how to word this, but because as you can tell, I don't play trap decks a lot, so I don't really even know how they work very well. You're not like stuck with this guy being any old trap. It's at least some trap you can choose, because I think in that type of deck you play like one out of turn, basically. I think is the way you try to usually play him. Or there's a couple that you might try to stick on, like, one enemy. So, with this guy, at least, you get some choice depending on how the traps are laying out for you. Because if they're, sometimes they're duds, but this guy, at least when you're choosing his ability, you can choose the best one. That's what I gotta say about this guy, because I've never played it before, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I since my negative isn't gonna have anything much to do with the card here, I'll help you out, too. It's lore and 2-cost. Your average enemy's threat is somewhere in that 2-3 range. So if you manage to, entangling nets or ranger spikes or something like that, an enemy with your trap deck, which you're bound to do, this guy's a 2-cost, 2 or 3 willpower ally in lore, non-unique. That's fantastic. You know, I mean, if that was a card that just had the 2 printed willpower on it, you'd play it in your deck every single time.
And that is true.
Trapping,
I would.
Since you're doing traps anyway, you know, and maybe sometimes you'll get lucky and you'll, you know, get a 4 threat enemy into your followed trap, which reduces the staging area threat by 4, and then makes this guy quest by 4, and all of a sudden it's an 8 threat swing for in your favor for one enemy. So you can get some pretty fantastic plays out of it, in addition to the more standard, you know, it's a 2-for-2, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And it's printed too, so with that Ranger Spikes that reduces the 2, he doesn't have non-bows, yeah, so
exactly.
You would still get the 2 from him if it was a 2 threat enemy. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, not having a lot of experience with this guy, I really relied on you to make my argument at the end there.
Yeah. So, yeah. But when you look at this card, and I know that you had a very similar reaction based both on the name and the art and growing up in the 90s, there is exactly one thing that you're thinking of when you see this card. And it is.
Should we do it together here?
Yeah, we should probably. It's Emin Arnin Ranger.
Arnin Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is 100% Power Rangers here all day. And that is why my negative, because it makes me angry, because, and you know, maybe I'll upset somebody here, but I hate Tommy Oliver, the Green Power Ranger. And this card reminds me of him rocking that green face mask and all these sorts of things. Because when I was a youth, we played Power Rangers all the time. We watched Power Rangers all the time. And I loved Jason, the Red Power Ranger, because he was the leader of the group. So obviously, you know, he gets a little bit more screen time and those sorts of things. Pretty easy to latch onto. And he was my favorite. So, you know, when I played with a couple of my friends, I somehow always got to be the Red Ranger because they were fine with other colors, which is great. And then all of a sudden, Tommy shows up with his dumb dagger flute nonsense and starts doing things and joins the Power Rangers team. And the next thing you know, Jason's written off the show for whatever reason. We've got Rocky as the new Red Ranger, who I now have to pretend I'm Rocky instead of Jason, who I liked better. And then all of a sudden, Tommy's the leader of the Power Rangers, and he's got this sweet white suit now with this talking lion sword and this fancy like gold-plated chest plate thing. And my friend, who was always Tommy the Green Ranger, who was worse, is now Tommy the White Ranger when we're playing. And he was so much cooler than I was all of a sudden. And, you know, we get to these points where these movies are happening for Power Rangers now, like we were talking about. The second Power Rangers movie, the Red Ranger hurts himself in some training match in like a boxing ring and is in the hospital for the rest of the movie. So there's not even a Red Ranger in the second Power Rangers movie in the 90s there. It's all Tommy running around, so yeah, I hate the Green Power Ranger, and therefore I also hate this green Evan Arden Ranger.
You know, actually, for a long time when I was a kid, I wanted the Megazord toy, right? I'm sure everybody...
Oh, for sure.
Did, right? But I had the dinosaur for the Green Ranger one. And actually, that's actually a pretty sweet robot, man. It was a freaking dinosaur, and it was the 90s. What more could you ask for, man?
Right, well, that's the hard thing. It's like, when he showed up, he had the dumb flute dagger, but then they made him so cool that, yeah, it was terrible. I will never forgive them for that.
He had the ponytail, right? I think
that was... He did, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm a little rusty on my Power Rangers. I don't even remember the second movie you're talking about. Because the first one, because the reason why we think about this guy, because he looks like a ninja, the first Power Rangers movie is the one where they're ninjas. And then they get like different Zords or whatever. I don't remember the plot of that one too much either. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I remember, but you are correct. Yeah, they travel through some like portal sort of thing to go back in time to get new powers, because their Zords weren't good enough to beat Ivan Ooze, and they get to be Rangers with new animal Zords and Megazord and stuff. It was great, but...
Yeah. Did you ever play we're not even talking about the card game anymore. Did you ever play the Super Nintendo game? I don't know if you had one of those.
I did not have a Super Nintendo, so no, I did not play it.
Okay, yeah, there was a Super Nintendo game based on the movie. That game was so hard. I actually, as a kid, I could barely ever make it past like there was a bridge level, and that was usually where I tapped out. It was too hard because the game, like most of the Nintendo games, was insanely hard. And in like college age, when I was much better at games, I tried to play it with a friend because we both remembered it. We're like, I think we can. This game is really hard, but we're a lot better at games now. We have like brains now. You know, we're not like six. We can actually like think through this and try to figure things out. Still insanely hard. And actually, I think... I'm trying
probably
to think...
Probably easier with the Green Ranger character than it was with the red one.
He wasn't in it. It was... I don't even think the White Ranger was in it. Because maybe he was. Somebody can correct me if I forget this. But I remember specifically... Yellow Ranger was good because her like down attack, she would do like the splits so she could attack enemies on both sides of her. Whereas the others would just do like a kick in front or like a punch in front. So you would have to like, if enemies are attacking from both sides, you have to quick flip back and forth. But she could just like, you just spam down A or B or whatever it was, and you could just like attack enemies over and over and over again as they were walking towards you. She was good. I liked that game. We're not even talking about this card. I'm just talking about Power Rangers. What did you tap out, Shellen?
I tapped out after that second Power Rangers movie where Rocky just sat in a hospital bed doing nothing the whole time. I don't know exactly when that was, but it was still most of the original crew at that point. But I was done. My whatever 8-year-old brain at that point was too betrayed to continue.
Okay, I can't remember what I tapped out. I don't even remember the second movie you're talking about. I'd have to probably see if I could find it again to see if I remember watching it. I remember specific moments of the first one. I remember Adam being the frog thing, but I don't remember much of that one. And I would have tapped out either. I can't keep track of exactly what happened. It was like Space Force or Turbo, something along the lines. That was when I tapped out, somewhere along those. Whichever one of those came first, I don't think I watched. I think I was done. So, good times of watching Power Rangers as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had a lot of toys. Loved them. Green Ranger had a dinosaur, so I'm sure Chad, who has never seen this, would declare him to be the best one because he had a dinosaur. And that's tough to argue with, to be honest.
Yeah. Play Emin Arnon Ranger in your trap decks, though. He's very good.
Yeah, just think about Power Rangers too, I guess, in the meantime. Hey, that was a good argument, right? It had nothing to do with any of the card game for like 4 minutes. So maybe people will vote for you because of that, because they also have like fond memories of Power Rangers. So we'll have to find out by looking at the poll when it's posted. And maybe we'll come back with a real argument on the next one. Maybe not. We'll see. See everybody.